And I believe that, 162, please.
Request of Gloria Buchor Luzader to address council regarding houseless pod village on North Richmond Avenue in St. John's.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you here today.
Yeah, it's my third time on this subject.
Thank you.
It's not penetrating. Good morning, commissioners and mayor.
Morning.
My name is Gloria Buchor Luzader. I am a born and raised North Portland person. I graduated from Roosevelt High School and Portland State University. I was a teacher, a cannery worker, one of the first women to work in the OLCC distribution department, and a juvenile probation officer. Today, I am here to speak to you about a concern I have and a group of residents that includes renters, landlords, business owners, and property owners about the possibility of the village pods for homeless people on North Richmond Street in St. John's. The group I joined is called Neighbors for a Healthy Community. We meet monthly as an open forum. Anyone can attend. We have invited the church members and the community. Through rumors, we heard about this possibility in April 2019. First thought was, oh gods, here the city goes again. Let's dump on St. John's. Subsequently, we found out it was a negotiation with St. John's Christian Church, which has deed to the vacant property. The property in question was donated to the church by Ethel and Don McGill to be used as a playground for neighborhood children. The property is located a half a block from James John Elementary and the St. John's Library. It is adjacent to the Montessori Preschool and the Wayfinding Academy. Children walk near this area daily. At first light, it seemed like a feel-good donation by the church, and there was some community support. Within a month, it was learned there was a major sum of money that the church would receive monthly for their kindness. So much for the kindness of the heart for our houseless people. There were several community meetings, both at the church and at James John Elementary School. These meetings became unruly and contentious at best. Nothing was solved or negotiated. We as a community felt we weren't being heard. Today I am here for the third time to ask the council to reconsider the siting of these village pods on North Richmond Avenue. Our group is not a NIMBY. We accept there is a crisis with houseless persons. We accept that St. John's is considered high priority for such a development because of the North Portland Health Clinic, the ready access to TriMet, a food bank, and a somewhat welcoming, if now skeptical community. We Neighbors for the Healthy Community are only asking, not on North Richmond Avenue. Thank you for your consideration this morning.
Thank you, and perfect timing. Commissioner Hardesty, you get extra credit for that.
You're so impressed, right? We're impressed too, right at the buzzer, just before the buzzer.
I wasn't even looking at that thing this time. Last time I was looking at it, and I thought,
and that makes you even more nervous, right?
No, I just keep reading.
Yeah, anyway. Just keep reading. All right.
Thank you for listening to me, and it's like I said, we know St. John's is very, very acceptable of this.
So,
but
ma'am?
Not on North Richmond.
So, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
May I ask you a question, please?
You certainly may.
Thank you. So this is a faith institution that is attempting to assist people who desperately need housing, right?
The church.
The church, right? A faith institution, right?
Faith institution, okay.
My question to you is, why do you believe the city has a role in that?
Well, because your homeless group headed up by Mark Jolin has been at the forefront to some of the so-called community meetings supporting the idea of putting this village pod on the North Richmond Avenue.
So here's what I would say to you. I haven't been engaged in those conversations, okay. But what I will say is that Mark Jolin will go anywhere where someone says, yes, I will help with the crises that we're in.
Okay.
And we can only go where people invite us to go to try to help with the crisis, right?
Okay.
You know, if we had our way, if I had my way, let me just speak for myself personally. If I had my way, we'd only be building permanently housing that people could permanently afford to live in, right?
I agree.
If I had the opportunity to, if I could wave a wand, right? So understand that this is not, though the city would be totally supportive of anybody who said we can help with this crisis, right? We are not leading this effort. This faith institution is leading this effort. And I say thank you, right? Thank you for helping us because, you know, government can't do it by itself. We need faith institutions. We need community members.
Right.
In every part of the city, there are people that are volunteering their time and their energy, bringing
yes.
people hot meals, bringing them gloves and socks. And it just warms my heart when I see that people understand, but for grace go I, right?
Yes.
So I would work with the church to try to figure out how we could mitigate.
We have tried. They just won't. It's their property. It's their property. And we can't. We have, you know, please. When we first heard about this, we were enthused because we thought this is wonderful that they're donating this property. But then when we found out that they're getting close to $5,000 a month, the friendship thing just kind of went away.
Commissioner Daly had a comment.
I'm not sure what your point is, but I want to let you know that we had people from the Wayfinding Academy and the preschool who support the pod. This pod is based on a very successful Argyle village in Kenton.
I am.
It really pains me to hear you say that we are dumping on St. John's by locating people that need shelter in your community. They're living in the cut, and it's extremely dangerous. And
they're living on our sidewalks, just
right.
like they are in Southeast.
So I actually don't want to engage with you because this has gone too long. I am responding to what you have said, and we can follow up outside of this session if you want. But there's a lot of support in your community for this pod. And that's all I have to say. Mayor,
thank you.
Can we move on?
Thank you. And from my office, Seraphie Allen is engaged in this conversation. And I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your perspective.
Thank
I
you.
Do appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carla.